from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyichu. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Oros HaTshuva of Maran HaRav Zatzal. We're in the 8th parak in the 5th passage, Piskahe. Hatzar HaGadol Shemagish Kol Tzadik Be'atzmo Al Miut Hadveikus HaElokis Shehu Chosh Be'atzmo. The great pain that every tzaddik feels in himself and his lack of clinging to God that he feels in himself. She'eino shover es tzim'ono hagadol, that it does not break his thirst, it doesn't quench his thirst, because it's impossible to fully quench the soul's thirst for God, like the famous Medrash in Koheles Rabba, gam ha'nefesh lo timale. A mashal of a city dweller who marries a princess. He can bring her anything he wants, but it means nothing to her. She's a bas melech. You know, he's bringing her some fruits, some vegetables. What does he bring her? A pashat a guy. And the neshama is in this world. Doesn't matter what you give the neshama. It's never going to be satisfied because it's min halayonim. The Ramchal writes in the Das Tvunis and Oschof Dalid, Nisham is a chelek alokai mimal, and the tshuka is to be dovek to its makor. It's only menucha is when it comes home to its source, and therefore it's never possible to fully satisfy the yearning of the neshama. Not only that, the more you try to satisfy the thirst, or the more you try to quench the thirst, the more thirsty you get. And from this tsar, all of his limbs are broken, because his soul is pining so much for God, and he has no menucha and any oneg and any nachas in this world, because he wants something more. And sometimes, therefore, you see tzaddikim are broken, like the Rav writes in Orot, in page 119. It's like they're never satisfied. They're toiling. They always want more. So this tzar of the tzaddikim, zeh mamish tzar shechina. This is mamish the pain, the anguish of the shechina. Shetochen haChayim shel kol olamim kulam homel hashleimus elokis elyona shetizgala behem. In other words, all of the mitzius is yearning for the Rabbono Shalom. The Rav writes in Arus HaKodesh, kol ha'avaya kula lemakor chayahi horeges kol tzemach v'chol siach kol gargar chol v'chol regav adoma kol asher bo chayim niglim v'chol asher bo chayim kmusim. All of existence is yearning, is pining for its source, the source of its life. Every growth, every bush, every blade of grass, every clump of dirt, every grain of sand, everything that has life, hidden life, revealed life, the biggest, the smallest, the angels, every detail of the universe in general, everything is homeh, is yearning, pining. Oreg, the Rav uses beautiful words, homesh, shoef, oreg, vishokek. For the chemdas shleimus, for this wonderful perfection of its elevated divine source, the holy living existence being that is so pure and so great. So, all of the Metzias wants the Rabbana Shalom. But people, with their evil deeds, expel this Shechina from being in the world, and that causes Tsar HaShechina. Like the Rav writes in Arot, page Yud Zayin, Kamim nevone leva v'chatzos layla v'idei malchatzeim v'kalei yoleida al tzaras olam, tzaras yisrael, tzaras hashchina, tzaras hatorim, bochim uvakim v'yoidim heim makirim es oimek hatzar v'makor v'toldosav v'yodim shkol hatzaras v'machshakim kol nari nachle adomim anishpochim kol hatlos v'anidudim kol habuz v'amistema kol harisha v'azoyam elea tolda klusha mehet kol shal oisei tzar elyon tzar hashemayim tzar hashchina. So these very wise and deep people get up at Chatzos and they, their hands are on their stomachs like they're like a woman giving birth, and they feel such pain for the Tsar of the world, for the Tsar of the Jewish people, for the Tsar of the Shechina, for the Tsar of Torah. They cry and they know that all this Tsaris, all of the blood that's spilled, all of the wandering, all of the pain, all of the hatred, all of the evil, everything we see all around the world is only a vague outgrowth of an echo of the Tsar Elyon, the Tsar Shemayim, Tsar Shechina. Tsar Shechina is much, much worse than everything we see. So much pain. V'hizgalus hazos, says the Rav, this revelation of the Shleimus Elokis Elyona, of this, that was what the Rav wrote in the previous sentence, Shetochen Achayim Shokol Olamim Kulam Homel HaShleimus Elokis Elyona Shetzgalavim. All of life, all the Metzius wants their Bono Shalom. And this revelation of the Shleimus Elokis Elyona, of this divine pure complete godliness, behar chavasa v'sa'anu geha musna hi shetzricha l'shechlul haratzon hachavshi shel b'nei adam. And as Hashuras Hashchina down here is dependent, is contingent on the free choice of man. V'chol ha-kisharon v'ha-maaseh ha-tov v'ha-ador ha-talui bo. So you want there to be a revelation of the Shleimus Elokis Elyona in all of its broadness and pleasures. So we need man to be activate his bechira chavshis, to use his free choice and not just live like a robot. And all of the good deeds, talents, splendor that is dependent on this Bechira Chavshis. So since the Geulas Hashchina, the redemption of the Divine Presence, is dependent on man's free choice, Al Kain Mishtokakim Heima Tzadikim L'tshuvas HaKlal Todir. The Tzadikim are yearning always for the tshuvas haklal, that everybody should do tshuva. Who is sochius lavov and rode from him lezakus lechayev okamad rodef boser chayev. They're running after the rishayim in order to be mezakeh them, to give them a schus, like a person is running after his life. It's a matter of life and death for them. Look in the Zohar, chelik beis, pages kufchuf ches, kufchuf tes. Big inyan, to be makarev somebody, to bring somebody close to Hashem, to bring them to tshuva. Ki bemes heim chayein hu chayeinu v'chaye kol olamim. Because this is our life, that we should have the Shechina on this world, and it's contingent upon our tshuva. So memeila v'tzadikim ha-mishtokek l'tshuva saklal. Continues the Rav in the next Piska Vav. Shad Tzadikim Osim Tshuva. When the Tzadikim do Tshuva, this Tshuva Elyona Me'ahava, they love God. Meirim Heim Esor HaKadusha B'chol Darkei Arpilim V'Apagam She'Motzim B'Nafsham. They shine the light of Kedusha and all of the blemishes and all of the fog that they have in their souls. And the Eitzes that they are mechadish for themselves, this counsel that they think of, to go from the world of Nefila, from Yeush that's in their heart, into this shining light of Kedusha and Yosher Elyon and this divine straightness. So these Eitzes, Hein Atzma Nasim, Orut Nasus, Orus Gedolim, Lahari La'olam. So these Eitzes, to get themselves out of the world of Nefila, out of Yeush, out of despair, that becomes a great light to shine to the world. In the Sefer Arpalei Torah, page 56, the Rav writes, Achdus HaNeshamos Mevila De'Akaras HaRayon Shel Metzius Ovdim Ruchniyam v'sa'alam bilui pnimi shalos avodosam avsharis liyos mushcha mucheshes mokir olam kiim es hashbosam ala ziku kanishmasi v'aris ha'chaim kulam ala diya v'yosam ha'atzmis me'ol medanu razeh godot hafkidim shatmei chum olam shal tzadikim v'erkom. That since all of our souls are united, when a tzaddik does his avoda, it elevates everybody else, whether they're aware of it or not. Anybody who feels in himself this the great consolation of tshuva, the depth of the consolation of tshuva, and at the same time he has this bitter thought, this terrible thoughts of tikkun pagamav. Because on one hand he has simcha, on the other hand he has sar, because of his pagamim, because of his blemishes. So both those who have already fixed their pagamim, and both those pagamim that have not yet been fixed, and he waits for mercy. So what this person should do is, he should be kolel himself, he should include himself, include among the tzaddikim, that from the thoughts of their thoughts of tshuva, the whole world is renewed with this new light. So by connecting yourself to tzaddik, the tzaddik's tshuva will elevate you as well. That's why it's kedai to be connected to tzaddikim, because their avoda helps you. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to learn some beautiful Torah, and we should be zocha lashuv v'tshuva shleima, and Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue next time. B'li neder, Hashem should give us the koach, the moch, the simchas chaim, financial means. Ritzos Hashem, shalom, shalom.